The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Earlier on, I called you Emily. I'm sorry.
Sam called me Amy as well yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's welcome back, Amelia.
Thank you.
Amelia, how are you? You all right?
I'm good, thank you. Good. Yeah, I'm all right.
Now, we've established yesterday that you are residing, living, not from, but in Benbridge, St. Helens
Way?
Yeah,
Benbridge Way.
But originally come from Cambridge?
Cambridge, yeah, from Cambridge.
How long ago did you move to the island?
I was like 4, but still got like family and everything up there, so.
Okay, yeah. So much family down here on the island?
None, zilch. Yeah.
All right, that looks like you had to move away because you didn't like the family.
Nah, they're all right.
So what sort of stuff do you like then? Are you into like films, movies, music?
Definitely music. I'm not fussy at all music. I love every genre. Can't quite get behind country, but other than that.
See, I say that, and then I hear some certain country tracks, like some of the stuff that's in the charts today, like Ella Langley.
Oh, I just can't get behind it. I don't mind some of it.
You're making a teenage face now. You are. So you don't like Ella Langley then. All right, okay, fine. What about Kenny Rogers? Who?
Yeah, who? Don't know who that is.
We'll play some Kenny Rogers a little bit later on. So what sort of things do you want to do when you leave education?
To be honest, it still changes every week. I keep changing what I want to do, but a course in TV and film maybe for university. Bit of travelling. I want to go work at a national park in America, go earn some money out there, do some interrailing, but yeah.
All right, there's a lot there, isn't there, that you think about. But you say your mind changes every week. So, I mean, do you get fed up with the question? Because I know I did when I was roughly about your age. Oh, what do you want to do when you leave school? What do you want to do when you grow up? Do you get fed up with that question?
A bit, because you've got to do, like, hours of it at school. You have to start thinking about all this now. They've got you writing personal statements already, and you've got to think, like, I'm not going for another 2 years if I take a gap year, and I've got to be thinking about it all now. It's like,
what is the personal statement, then?
It's where you write a bit about yourself for your uni application. So once you've done all the personal details, you've got to kind of sell yourself and try and stand out.
I guess in their defence, there must be a reason for doing it, because it's a path that you take, isn't it? I mean, just say, for instance, if you don't know what you want to do, that's kind of, it should be fine.
Yeah.
That you should be able to, I don't know what I want to do yet, so do you mind if I leave that for another year so that I can, you know, really, really seriously think about it?
Yeah, well, they can do that, so you can, like, defer it a year and give it a bit more time. But what they get people to do is, even if they've got no intention of going to uni, so they're going to do an apprenticeship or whatever, they get them to do the UCAS applications, to just set it all out, like, put yourself down as a person, because it's useful to have it all written up properly. And it kind of just makes you sort yourself out, make yourself look good for employers, stuff like that. So it is helpful, but
I guess so. But then the thing, if you really don't know what you want to do, then, you know, I say, why bother somebody? They'll find their own way eventually.
It's
You just got to keep them, you know, give them a little bit of space, because, you know, they might be fed up of being asked, and they don't know what. I didn't know what I wanted to do. All I knew is what I wanted to leave school. I wanted to leave school and earn money and buy records. That's all I wanted to do. I wasn't interested in anything else. So, but having said all of that, I wish that someone would have said to me, when you say you want to buy a load of records, that's all you want to do. What do you want to do? Do you want to work at a club? Do you want to work on the radio? If so, you're going to need this. And that's what I didn't have at that age. So maybe it's a case of we should look at how we speak to young people with regards to the future. Don't sway them. Try and find out what they really, what interests them, and what the chances of them doing X, Y, and Z. And if you want to do X, Y, and Z, let's work on this. You're going to need this. You're going to need, okay, if you're going to work on the radio, you're going to need good English, okay?
Yeah.
So you need to work hard on your English. That's what I needed somebody to do, and I don't think we do that now. I think we're trying to shove everybody in the same box.
Yeah, it's like, picking A levels wise, like if you've got good results at GCSE or whatever, they push you and they go, well, you should be doing these subjects, cause that's what the good uni's like, because they want to send you to a good uni, because obviously it's great for them. But then you've got to ditch a subject that you wanted to do that maybe isn't considered as highly. So, like, I ended up taking history over sociology, and I was going to do that, but, like, right. I don't dislike history, so it's fine. But, like, I think, yeah, got to let people pick for their own a bit more.
Yeah, I think so. I think we need to listen more, I think, to young people. You said just now that you wanted to go to America as well, have a gap year and go and work somewhere.
Yeah.
Have you looked into what you would need to be able to do that? Because I don't just let anybody in.
No, you've got to get a working visa, but where they're not as hard to get as you think for if you're going and you've got a specific job lined up. Like, it shouldn't be too difficult, especially because they give you housing and stuff, so it's a bit more easy access. But
so what are you doing to sort of put those wheels in motion then?
Well, I'm not quite there yet because I've got another year of school still, so I've got to do that first. But
there's like, just say for instance, there's a young kid that wants to do radio, okay? Mm. We know that they won't just take you at the college to do a course if you haven't got the correct stuff in place.
Yeah.
So he's now got a year, maybe 2 years, to put those things in place.
Mm.
And I always say, especially to young people, that time will zip by so quickly. In a year's time, you'll be here and you'll be thinking, oh, I really should have done that about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
It's a bit like when people say, oh, I want to go to Platform One. Platform One is so oversubscribed up there. They've got so many people that want to do it. It's no good you just turning up at 3 months before the term supposedly starts and saying, oh, I'd really like to do this, because they're probably filled up from 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. So maybe give that some thought and think, right, okay, what is the plan? What do I really need? Never assume that everything's easy to get, because I very much doubt that it's as easy as you think.
Yeah, probably.
What are you going to do then? You're going to get out there and get online and find out what you do need.
Probably should do that, yeah.
Okay, then we'll play a song in the meantime then.